It's Tuesday, August 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. More insights into the rise in tablet use and how we can leverage it. The UK government goes more local. And break-ins and warnings with new words used. This is the Business of Tech. A little more color to the data yesterday around tablet growth. Canalys has released updated data. While tablets did grow by 26% during Q2 of 2020, desktop PC shipments dropped by an equivalent 26%, and notebooks grew 24%. The analyst attributes the tablet demand due to their fit to remote working and education, as well as incentives from carriers. But how is satisfaction? Pulling from CIO Dive, in the transition away from the physical office, 86% of employees say they understand the role of IT, and 88% are satisfied with IT's performance, per June data. Two-thirds of workers say the IT department has updated its priorities within the last 3 months. By contrast, 15% of employees were never updated on the company's IT priorities. About 4 in 10 respondents say IT spoke with them in the last month regarding top IT priorities and projects. Another 28% of respondents say similar conversations took place within the last 3 months. Why do we care? The effort to move business to work from home was monumental, well executed, and I would expect very profitable. It also left customers with a very positive impression of IT. This is all good news. It's also not a long-term sustained strategy. It presents one, however. There's likely an awful lot of cleanup required right now. Making sure those rapidly deployed work-from-home options are managed well, the security risk mitigated, new education of those employees, and policies and procedures in place for ongoing management. I presented data on the show a number of times about how long this is going to last. Do not assume this is temporary, so start leveraging that goodwill into the efforts needed now to maintain it over time. The UK government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with UK Cloud, which is a UK-based cloud provider. The deal is intended to put the company on par with deals from Google Cloud and Microsoft Azure, which also have signed with the UK government. While I'm on UK companies, the Financial Times is reporting that NVIDIA is in talks to acquire the chipset designer Arm. Why do we care? I'm trying to maintain a global view on the show to catch trends that matter. I'll offer that this is interesting to watch to see if other governments begin to de-emphasize their need to depend on U.S. companies in favor of local providers as we watch the splintering of the internet, or as we discussed on Killing It recently, the idea of four internets, the American, European, Chinese, and Indian one. If governments begin to pick the homegrown options, will consumer and businesses too, and to what degree? This has long been the norm in Germany. Homegrown options are often highly preferred. I mentioned the ARM acquisition because of how important these chips are becoming. With Apple moving to them, and ARM devices in most smartphones, and even Microsoft working on ARM-based Windows, who owns the chipset may begin to matter over time, particularly if that does relate to the splintering. A couple of security-related stories today. Garmin paid a multi-million dollar ransom to criminals who broke into their systems and deployed ransomware, allowing the company to recover its data by paying the ransom. Sources believe the attack was linked to Evilcore, a cybercrime group based in Russia. Meanwhile, the Chinese government is leveraging Tidor malware for remote access Trojan attacks, per warnings from DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the FBI, and the DoD. And a California resident has filed a class action lawsuit claiming that a Rhode Island legal services provider hit by a ransomware attack has violated the state's data privacy law by exposing the personal data of 50,000 of its citizens. The assertion is that Epic Systems failed to comply with California's Consumer Privacy Act. The total damages would exceed $5 million. Why do we care? I didn't have to rewrite the Garmin story. It used these words, as did the DHS advisory. Changing the words used, I think, matters, personifying the criminals so that customers understand the threat actors, which is another example of a horrible term to make the concept understandable. Armed gangs are breaking into business, holding them hostage and demanding payment. It speaks much more clearly to the need and removes the vague nature of the threat. Change your language. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I asked yesterday to hear about insurance stories still putting out that call if you're having trouble renewing or had your rates raised as a service provider, particularly as it relates to security. I want to hear about it. Drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com so that I can talk to you a little bit further. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.